Great. So greetings, everyone. We'll go now to about a half an hour of practice. I'll be giving some guidance in the practice connected with the theme that we're exploring today, which will be an extension of what we looked at last week, which is ways of deepening daily life practice. So we'll start just with a grounding in the body and the breath for about 10 minutes in whatever way works for you to settle, to be more present, to be less distracted. Could be working with awareness of the breath. Could be going into a mindfulness practice, could be a loving kindness practice. See what works best for you for settling. as we continue to sit quietly, like us to shift for some of us to a body practice that you can practice in this formal silent meditation that you might be able to strengthen in the formal practice and bring into daily life. Examples might be being aware of the hands touching. Practice you could bring into a meeting. Could be also just feeling the feet on the floor. Could be the awareness of the whole body that we looked at last week. Practice I gave was, in a way, having the contours of the body like a child with a coloring book. Clarify the outline of the body and then fill it in with awareness that is more general, not so much precisely noticing this sensation or that sensation, but just being aware of the whole field in a way that doesn't try to track details, but just is aware of the whole field. So it could be that or something else, some other way of being with the body that you may work with, maybe in walking. Could be aware of the legs, for example, as we walk. So see what calls you, something that you can practice here, but also bring into daily life. And now, in a similar way, let's do about 4 or 5 minutes of practice with a heart practice, like loving kindness or compassion, self-compassion, gratitude, and so forth, joy that we could bring into our daily life again. For many of us, loving kindness will be the best known. So practice with the loving kindness where it flows the easiest for you, or some other practice where it flows the easiest. And now reflect for a minute or so, how might you bring the heart practice you've worked with further into daily life? Take about a minute just to reflect on that. How to bring something like loving kindness further into daily life? What kinds of situations? Now we'll move to a further way of practicing in our formal practice that can be brought also into daily life. And this is the general way that we can work with a specific teaching. And this time I'll give some light guidance for practicing with the teaching about impermanence, which Patty brought up last week. We can do this in a few different ways. The teaching is that all things are impermanent. Nothing lasts forever. Everything changes. Everything has a beginning and an end. And so a first simple way of practicing is to simply reflect on what we might call the gross level of impermanence that we notice around us, that the seasons change, the weather changes, politicians rise and fall, we get older. Just to reflect in that gross way, nations rise and fall, just to reflect maybe for 2 minutes, 3 minutes or so on the more obvious dimension of impermanence. Now, a second way of practicing with impermanence, which we, again, we can do both in formal practice and during the day, is to notice change as it's occurring in our experience moment by moment. This can, as we deepen, can be more and more subtle, but also can be something which we just notice in a way that's not too difficult. So one way to practice that can be helpful and make this kind of practice more accessible is just to work with one sense at a time. You might work with sound and just notice the changing sounds, or you might work with sensations, especially in a particular area of the body, maybe the hands touching together or the upper body, and just continually notice the changes that are occurring. That's a little easier than noticing changes with all the different senses and thoughts and so forth. So my suggestion is just to pick one sense, like sound or body sensation. And then a third way of practicing with impermanence is to reflect on one's own impermanence. Just to take a minute or two and reflect. I too am impermanent. In whatever language works for you. And now to let that reflection go and just come back to a basic mindfulness practice, perhaps being with the breath in a way that helps you to continue to have a stable attention as much as possible. And staying with this practice, for many of us, being with the breath, with basic mindfulness practice, staying with this practice, which helps one to, as much as possible, have a stable attention. And in a few moments, maybe in about a minute or two, I'll ring the bell and we'll go into announcements. And the last form of practice that I'll invite is one I mentioned last week, and it comes more from the Tibetan tradition. This is a practice of sometimes called mingling or mixing. The way the practice is done is we gain a certain level of stability in a particular formal practice, like mindfulness, being with the breath, could be other practices. And then, let's say when the bell rings, we try to keep that stability going with a more ordinary activity. And I'll talk more about this later during my talk about this way of practicing. But here we want just to stabilize as much as possible. And then in about a minute, I'll ring the bell. And we'll try to keep the awareness, which was there in the formal meditation, going as we hear announcements. So in a moment, I'll ring the bell. Set your intention to keep the awareness going. Have some continuity during this next time of announcements.